Number one of those day back in 1965, a little band called the Beatles. I really like Ringo Starr's drum work on that track. Ticket to Ride, number one of those day back in 1965, the group's eighth U.S. number one song. And they'd have a little bit more success through the rest of the 60s, too. The Beatles, number one of those day back in 1965 with Ticket to Ride. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by the congressman for Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He is, in fact, my congressman, Congressman Tim Walberg. Find him on Twitter at Rep Walberg. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Scott, good to be with you. And lest I forget, happy Memorial Day. Let's not forget, even though we are not allowed by the governor to social distance in a way that we can have a parade or celebrate Memorial Day as we normally do, we can still do it in our hearts and expressions. So thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely. Thanks to the vets. And I do have to ask, despite the fact there are no parades for this Memorial Day, will you still be wearing your official flag parade shirt around the house on Monday?
You bet I will.
All right,
you
good.
You bet I will.
I'll have that mental picture as we celebrate on Monday.
The flags will be flying, and there's a memorial service, I think three services in the Onsted area. So I'll be attending at least one of those in a cemetery. And thankfully, the American Legion there is doing it, and they're offering people the opportunity to come to those ceremonies in social distance, 6 feet or so apart from each other. But my gracious, Scott, we're America. We've gone through tough times before. We ought to be able to do it now. And it's time for this state to open up to a much greater degree than the little swatches that the governor is giving to us right now.
Congressman, the president in the state yesterday touring the Ford plant. I know you were not in attendance, but what does that say to the people of Michigan? What does the president's presence there yesterday say?
Well, I think it says that the president, number one, appreciates what Ford and other of our auto companies and other companies in general have done to prep things that are necessary for this pandemic. Ventilators in the case of Ford, giving appreciation to the workers that came back to do that job. But I think he was also basically saying it is time now to start opening. And I'm going to get on the road myself again. It was interesting that the big talk yesterday about his visit was whether he was going to wear a mask or not.
Yeah.
I mean, this, and when you hear the response of our attorney general here, who was threatening lawsuit against Ford yesterday because they didn't force the president to wear a mask. I mean, my gracious, aren't we adult enough with the president of the United States and with other officials, and in fact, with adults in our country to say, you've heard now for 12 weeks that you should social distance, you should wear a mask when it's advisable, you should stay home as much as possible. Don't you think we've learned by now as adults to do it when we personally feel it's necessary and take responsibility for our lives? So I'm glad the president was out. I think he was saying it's time to get moving. We need an economy. We're glad to see Ford Motor Company back building cars again. And it's time to all states to give more freedom and opportunity, at the very least, to our citizens and trust them to be adults.
Yeah, we'll have to see if the president comes back to Michigan, you know, considering Dana Nessel said last night that he is no longer welcome in this state. I guess she decides, but she said president no longer welcome in Michigan because he did not wear that face mask at all times yesterday. Let me ask about what happened in Washington last Friday. Nancy Pelosi's big $3 trillion plan voted down, or I'm sorry, approved in the House. You, of course, did not vote for it. It likely will die in the Senate without much happening there. But Mitch McConnell did say yesterday it appears that something else needs to be done, will be done. What do you look for in perhaps another one of these CARES types acts in Washington?
Well, I think what we'd be looking at are those specific issues relative to what we as a federal government have to own up as responsibility for the shutdown and the impact upon people. I think we've gone a very long way to having all PPE in place, ventilators, all of that. The stockpiles have been built up. There are still logistic challenges in few spots, but very little. That's happening. The effort, I think, will be put toward making sure that we have the necessary vaccine development, antibody, antiviral development that goes on. But I think what we'll be looking more for is areas that, of a necessity, the federal government should step in to help expand opportunities for economic growth with businesses, specifically small businesses, to make sure that we've done what we are justifiably responsible for as a result of the guidance we gave. I think the majority of that, though, Scott, is lays on the shoulders of the governors and the legislators of the states. There are states that I wouldn't put another dime toward. I can say one, my home state where I was born and raised in Illinois, they've made a bed to lie in that economically that is challenged unbelievably so because of what they've done and overspending and policies they've had. Chicago is a perfect example of a meltdown city. Mm-hmm. And why should my taxpayers pay for their burden that they put on themselves? I think we have to ask that about Michigan as well. The governor has certainly responded in the first several weeks appropriately, I think. But now to extend it the way she has, when you have, for instance, my district, you have a bowling alley restaurant that can't be opened.
Yep.
It's afraid to open again because of losing a liquor license. But 3 miles south or so in Ohio, you can go to a bowling alley and a restaurant. I mean, what is the purpose of that type of regulation that forces economic challenge and, in fact, demise in these situations? So that's what we'll be looking at, and I think Mitch McConnell is wide-eyed about it, saying, listen, we're going to see what is the result of what we've done already, where the individual needs are still in place that we appropriately have responsibility for, and then we'll look at that, but nothing more.
Congressman, got about just a minute left here. New unemployment number is Michigan. It is more than 22%. The governor made some actions yesterday, but still nothing on restaurants in the state, which are of course really hurting. How long can some of those places continue to hold on?
We're talking of days and weeks. In my district, there are businesses that are closed now and will be closed for good already. There are businesses that bowling alley I just mentioned to you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably middle of June will be the last that they could, at least what he's saying, that he can hold out. And that entity is a central part of the community that's in, has done huge upgrades over the course of the last couple of years, and all for what? To be shut down by a governor who isn't willing to let adults be adults. And that's a challenge. So I was in Adrian the other day at a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Across the street was a adult novelty store that was open with neon signs saying open. Just two doors down, there was a barbershop closed. What
yep.
sense is that?
Yep. Congressman Tim Walberg, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have a great Memorial Day.
Thanks, you too.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.